Sorry to interrupt your question. Ready?
No.
I think she's done.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, let's get back here. And Jim made a comment. David, you had something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I wanted to bring up and ask for a friendly amendment because I didn't hear it in the motion. That also, in addition to the staff recommendation that direct staff to continue the meet and confer process, I didn't hear that. So
that was there.
It was there. Yeah.
Okay, and then also, I'd like to make sure that we direct staff, and especially with the workers, to identify opportunities to mitigate the impacts.
That's in there. That's
okay, I didn't hear that, so I just wanted to make sure.
It's there.
Should we repeat the motion?
I can't. Any more comments before I get to that point? All right, I'll repeat the motion. The motion was to approve the recommendation and to continue to meet with the unions. To direct staff to continue to meet with the unions. Reach agreement to mitigate impacts on employees wherever possible and bring back any ideas that will accomplish that. We have motion. Ellen, we have a second. So all in favor?
Just clarification. Sure. Says to bring back any ideas. Bring back to whom?
To the board. Any ideas that would require a change.
That require the board's review or approval. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I'm changing that to say that. That's good. Okay. All in favor? Let's do a roll call.
Supervisor Peary?
Yes.
Citizen Gert?
No.
Citizen Gorson?
Yes.
Councilmember Byers?
Yes.
Citizen Portinger?
Yes.
Councilmember Reed?
Yes.
Councilmember Terrazas?
Yes.
Supervisor Stone?
No.
Councilmember Story?
No.
So the motion passed 6-3. So with that, we're done with this agenda item. I do thank everybody who came to speak. I know you didn't get what you wanted, but we will work hard as we move ahead to make sure that this plan and model meets our community's needs. Thank you. You're certainly welcome to stay for the rest of the agenda.
Okay, well,
try to zip through it.
Where is the? There is no consent agenda, sorry. Shouldn't be on the town.
I got it.
Here's the communication. Nobody here from the Friends, right?
Yeah, I think this is page 127. I kind of remember this.
Okay, let's keep on moving here. We have no consent agenda. We have written communications. Any comments or questions from the board on that? All right. Reports of advisory bodies. Did we have any party friends member who stayed?
I don't think so. From the Friends. I'm trying to think.
Okay. Finance committee report. We had no meeting this month, so that's a quick report. Capitola report.
No update.
No update. That's quick.
No
and now
money.
We're to staff reports.
Okay. Monthly narrative. I recognize it was a little thin. Staff's been very busy. But the statistical report, I think the interesting one is we finally have some visitor stats for Scotts Valley and some circulation stats, but we didn't have a people counter for the first couple of months. It got lost in the move, which was really unfortunate. But the month of August, we finally have the counter in place, and they're showing significant increase, so which is to be expected. So self-check, I think, is doing really well system-wide, so that's good to see. I'll just move on unless there's questions.
Quick one. The Scotts Valley increase, obviously it's the facility is much larger, it's nicer now, but to what extent do you think that spike is because there's a novelty of something new and it'll kind of wear off, or to what extent, based on your past experience, is this a new normal with a higher level of usage?
It's too bad we didn't have the first month, because that's when you usually see the biggest spike. And so usually when you open a new library facility, there's as much as a 50% increase that pretty much holds for like 6 months, and then it may dip a little bit, but it's always higher than where you came from,
right,
no matter of size or whatever. So I wouldn't be surprised if it holds there for a while. I get complaints actually at least once a week about the kids in the Scotts Valley Library.
For the story time?
Noise and...
For the middle school?
All ages. So I think it's a great complaint, but we do get it. So.
And I just have a comment. It's actually on the narratives. You moved on
sure.
too fast for my mouth.
Sorry.
And I just wanted to say that I really loved the idea and reading about the child vaccination information meeting that was held. So I think it was Jeannie who came up to handle that. It's really what I think the library is all about. So
well,
I love that.
And the response from the people who were there was pretty much the same, that they wanted more opportunities to discuss issues like that. So we're thinking about making it a quarterly or seasonal kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think the library has the unique position and credibility in the community to be able to do that to a really good effect.
It speaks very much to the concept of conversations, and the library is a place for conversations to take place.
Yeah, so I just didn't want it to pass without.
Well, thank you. And we couldn't have done it without the two physicians and the representative from the school board who really jumped at the chance.
I bet.
Really.
Dan?
Yeah, I highlighted that also just for that very reason, that you collaborated with other outside groups and to make it possible. We brought in other voices to kind of continue the dialogue from a newsworthy topic that was out there. And you stayed over like an extra hour, I think.
We did.
Answering questions.
It was really surprising. Nobody wanted to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on
Financial. Everything's pretty much right on where it should be. The things that are, super encumbered because of insurance and all that. There's a couple of areas that, the IT migration causes, caused some of the computer-related areas to be high because we're spending the money on the system right now. There's some places where we haven't had the carryover money hasn't been dumped in yet, so things look like they're expended, or it's put in revenues but not in the on the expenditure side. So, any questions in particular? I've got a lot of notes, but unless you've got questions.
Okay, moving on. ILS update.
What you got is a flyer that went out to the public to try to prepare them for the closure and the change. The current system goes dead, silent, on Sunday, October 16th at, I guess it's 5:00 when we close, and we come up on the new system for the public on Tuesday the 25th. The actual migration takes place on Friday, but we need to be down all that week while they're preparing. All the day I'm looking at Richard, and they can help me out if I mess it up here. All the stuff that has to happen before you actually do the cutover. So we can't have any transactions happening. Everything needs to stop so that they can bring everything over as it was. So the week of the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, Monday through Thursday, we'll be checking out either by hand or maybe on the backup system. Do we know that yet?
There's an offline
mode. We'll be able to use the offline mode. So
to check out
of the new system. the offline mode of the new system?
Yes.
Okay, so we're using the offline mode of the new system so that when we come live, everything can just dump live into the system. But it's, we can't check anything in. So visit one of our branches by Thursday and you may see books piled everywhere. Particularly some of the smaller ones, it's going to get interesting. Let's put it that way. But there's no other way around it because you can't have things changing when the system isn't alive. So with our goal is that everything goes smoothly the weekend of the 21st, and on Monday the 24th, we are able to, staff's going to meet here for about an hour to get a briefing on where we're at, and assuming everything is up and running properly, people will go back to their branches and begin the process of recovering from the week being down. So it is happening.
Could you just maybe shoot the board a quick email to let us know what the status is at that point?
Sure.
I mean, actually, if it's a no-go. Really.
We're due for a finance committee meeting on Monday the 24th. So, you know, anyway, so we're starting the new three-week loan period October 1st. That helps in the way this stuff transitions over. So get ready for a roller coaster.
I got that. I'm so excited about the three-week loan period. How did that come about? I mean, I've fought it for years. It took people.
Well, when you go to a new system, that's the time to look at everything you're doing and why you're doing it. And we've got a three-week loan period right now.
Yes,
it's
right.
Just kind of
right.
A secret.
Yes. That's right.
So we decided, well, no more secrets.
Good.
Okay. Let's just be upfront about it. And
so it's because of threats, this happening.
Yeah, it was just, you know, a great time to do it, and just, you know, were there other advantages, Richard, that you want to speak
to? Advantage? I was trying to think how you arrived at it.
Some staff, I think staff was on both sides, wanted to keep things the same, because when you make a change, it's always difficult for the public to get that information out. And so some people still think we have a loan period, even though things check out for 3 weeks, so that's the downside. The upside is, I think it's simpler going forward to explain that it's just 3 weeks. And the way the new software handled a grace period was different than our current software, and so there would have been a change no matter what, and we didn't think the change that the new software handled it was beneficial to people, because a grace period in that system was you're not charged fines for a week unless you go past the week, and then you're charged all the fines. So we didn't want people getting a surprise of $3.50 for being one day late.
Right.
And the other thing about the new system is we'll be able to send an email doing it 3 days before?
3 days before.
3 days before something is due, which we can't now.
That's good.
So
that's actually good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So anyway, we're excited, aren't we? In the middle of everything else, we're doing this major computer change. So it's fun.
I think
that's it.
That's it. We'll move on to other business. Nothing for parking lot review. Process for appointment of the soon-to-be vacant citizen member position. And I put together some material for the board to look at. I don't think anybody wants to go through it in immense detail, but hopefully you've read it. The timeline, if there's any issues with the timeline, please let me know.
I thought it looked really good. The only thing I would add was the advertisements were pretty limited. When it says Sentinel, the Capitola, SoCal Times, you know, that's a pretty minor paper. I thought that it ought to be, if you're going to do the kind of weeklies, it ought to be in the Post and the Aptos Times and maybe the Register Pawaronian, because the Register Pawaronian really reaches out well beyond the city of Watsonville.
We can send it. Is Janet here?
She's
in the.
We have a distribution list.
Yeah, we have for a press release we send out that we send everything to. Well, we'll just send it to the whole thing.
Check, yeah.
And I'll make sure the Register Pawaronian is. That was the one question. Is it on there? I'll make sure the Register is on there. But otherwise, we'll just send it to all our standard.
Great.
David? Yeah, and in addition to expanding the distribution list, it was unclear the area that it covered.
Yeah,
so I think it's important to make sure that we give some geographic boundaries so no one, so we don't, you know, so we know exactly that the people that are being recruited actually are eligible to serve.
Yes, and I struggled to try to figure out how to describe that, and so I just left it and for the board to tell me what it should be. So if anybody has any idea, how...
The only thing
I could say was south of Santa Cruz.
Within the public library service district.
Including Watsonville.
What about having just a map with the geographic area shaded streets or something? I mean, you could put something online that directs you to a link where that map is located, so if someone's looking at it to determine their eligibility, they could just see it visually.
Or they could call.
I could see if GIS could, but yeah, the newspapers wouldn't print that.
We could have it up on our website, I suppose. Directs them either to the library district's website or... Nancy, that's a great suggestion. Just call in and give your address and see what you're, whether or not you're within the service.
Yeah, I think that might be the best one.
Mark, you had a...
I was just going to comment. There was one of the questions in here was whether the board would vote on it in January or the December meeting. And I think we should be flexible depending on how many we get. We should be prepared or notice it to be able to vote in December. But if there's a lot of applicants or if we need a little bit more time, then note. The notion allow the continuance. So notice that we will potentially go in December, but also allow for it to go to
have them make the presentations in December, but no
make the presentation. So I think the timeline's fine. The materials are fine, but notice it so that we may vote in December, but we may also want to put that off until January. We've done that before.
Yeah.
We've
also
had issues of borders and
we've
gone through some of those questions.
And when we see who's presenting, well, I guess when we get the applications, if there's time, we can check their addresses before the December meeting. But
I think the addresses should absolutely be checked before the December meeting.
Yeah, so that they know.
Because I do think that there will need to be some communication with people who submit applications just to say, yes, we have your application. And if they did not meet the residency requirements, you would tell them, we're not going to be accepting it. For the ones who do, you would want to make sure they understand what they need to do.
Do the bylaws cut off service? Like I've got a certain
She has to stay until she's replaced.
Oh, okay.
Cut off what?
like, are you? Is there a limit? Like up to a certain date?
December 31st.
Okay,
no.
So
bylaws say she stays until she's replaced.
Until replaced.
Okay, so you may not limit.
She was ready 6 months ago.
Right? December, January, or a date yet
If we can't decide in January,
All right.
Yes.
The one that threw me was occupation. I didn't know what that did. I mean, whether you're because the question later down is describe why all your past experience would affect this.
Yeah. You think that's
I think it's just an awkward
term. You think people would not want to give their
occupation? Well, I don't know that they wouldn't want to give it. I just don't know what it does. And a lot of people may not have ever had an occupation. I mean, they'll put housewife or mother or something like that. But I don't know. It just kind of threw me that.
You know, I took a lot of this from our our task force application. As well as I never reinvent the wheel, or I like to say steal with pride. And then I went out and looked at other libraries. I knew other libraries probably had done this, and I actually took a lot of this from I think the Berkeley site. So
I had a suggestion on the part where you say please indicate areas in which your knowledge would benefit the board. But we don't list, any experience of libraries. So we might want to add that. And then maybe also just an other blank, if somebody else doesn't fit into one of these things. But they think it might be relevant.
Gourmet cook.
Landscaper,
we
need
So with that, we're adjourned to our next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, November 7th at 6:30. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. I'd like to thank the whole board for your thoughtful discussion. I'd like to thank the entire board for your thoughtful discussion. It really doesn't matter in the end.